Piano consultant Alec Brockmeyer is thrilled Willis Music in Kenwood now has a Steinway Spirio, a high-resolution player piano controlled with an iPad.
I've created a playlist for this occasion, one of which is a Chopin piece performed by Lang Lang. Another is George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, performed by George Gershwin. And the third is a piece by Robert Schumann performed by Horowitz.
Here's part of the Lang Lang performance on a Spirio grand piano at the Kenwood store. The Spirio is the first new product Steinway has released in 70 years. In the late teens and early 20s, Steinway was selling a different kind of player piano where music was programmed onto perforated paper. However, the accuracy was fairly low. This one captures the performance using advanced software that samples each note 800 times per second, divides the dynamic range into more than 1,000 slices, and samples the pedal positions 100 times per second. Steinway Marketing Implementation Manager Michael Cabe explains how the Spirio is able to play.
The keys are actually actuated from the underside, a series of solenoids, so electric device that's activating the keys, pushing them up. So the action of the piano is all intact. It functions as a normal piano otherwise. It's just on the underside of the key, there's a solenoid that's putting it into motion.
The piano comes with an iPad loaded with a Spotify-like app. The app communicates with the piano via Bluetooth to play any one of 1,700 pieces.
Gershwin, Rubinstein, Van Cliburn, Glenn Gould, Horowitz, Art Tatum, Bill Evans, and then, of course, all of our contemporary artists.
Brockmeyer says what makes the Spirio special is the touch, referencing the 1986 Vladimir Horowitz concert in Moscow.
You heard the delicate pianissimo notes that Horowitz played, and yet the loud fortes as well. It's that breadth of dynamics that sets this apart.
The price also sets it apart at $118,400.
We are looking for people that appreciate culture, but don't necessarily play and have wanted a way, have an access to a Steinway experience, but yet they don't play or don't play well themselves. So we think that this gives Steinway an opportunity to reach far more people, those folks that enjoy different genres of music but may not themselves have time or attention to play.
Brockmeyer sees a broader reach.
Well, I see it being used in high-end restaurants, and nightclubs. I see it being used in perhaps department store lobbies, and I see it being used in the homes of people who have the wherewithal to invest in a piano such as this.
Steinway is holding Spirio training seminars for piano technicians like Nevin Essex.
It's pretty heavy-duty hardware, which is interesting. It's made to last.
Brockmeyer is amazed at how realistic the Spirio sounds.
The reaction is one of stunned disbelief, because in the library is just so exciting. I mean, we've got George Gershwin performing I Got Rhythm, and how big is the library now, Michael?
There's about 90 hours worth of music in there right now. We're adding roughly 3 hours per month of new content, and will continue to.
Cabe says pianists are thrilled with the ability to record and hear their performance played back.
And the artist response has been terrific, because to get to sit down at the piano, perform your chosen work and hear it played back, not on speakers in a booth, but on the actual piano, is a totally unique experience, and artists have responded.
The Steinway Spirio is in select markets, including Cincinnati, and will eventually include select video performances. With this feature, you can see the artist on an iPad playing at the same time the piano is playing that same performance. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.